I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. With just a week or so to go before the holidays, it seems the only ones going on spending sprees are governments. Today, Europe and Japan detailed more plans to prime the pump. They joined the United States and China in pouring billions of taxpayer dollars into their economies. The details differ from country to country, but the strategy is the same: to save sinking economies. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
As the United States stumbles on its way to deciding the fate of the auto industry, other nations are racing ahead with fistfuls of cash for their own struggling economies. Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso has decided to make a contest of it.
At least amongst the industrialized nations, we are aiming and doing everything we can to be the first nation to recover from this recession.
For the second time in less than 2 months, Japan is injecting billions of dollars into the economy. The package includes tax breaks, more money to prop up financial markets, and housing assistance for unemployed workers. Aso's address to the nation traced the roots of the crisis back to America.
The U.S. financial crisis is starting to affect the Japanese real economy at an incredibly faster rate than expected. Our main priority right now is employment and protecting the national livelihood and the credit crunch among companies.
The previous transfusion featured cash payouts to consumers to encourage them to spend and tax credits for small businesses to help them survive. Europe, too, is in the stimulus game and in it altogether, according to British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Europe has agreed unanimously and in a united way to take coordinated action that is substantial, worth 1.5% of national incomes, and that means that Europe and America will be working together to create jobs and growth.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy admits the plan isn't entirely new. Many nations have already announced the measures that make up the overall pact. But to him, there's virtue in coordinating the $260 billion that will find their way to the car sector, infrastructure, banks, small and medium-sized businesses, and cash-strapped households.
Tout le monde a montré son accord absolu sur la gravité de la crise.
On the economic crisis and our economic policy, everybody has agreed absolutely that this is a very serious crisis. Nobody disagrees on that. Everybody agrees that there is a need for an economic recovery.
But not everyone agrees on the route to recovery. Germany is reluctant to join in on the spending. Hyperinflation in past decades has instilled a fear of overspending now. Still, Germany is signing on, even though its finance minister said tossing money around would only increase the debt burden. That disagreement underscores the uncertainty. The chief economics editor of the Financial Times, Martin Wolf, says world leaders can now only stand back and wait.
Do they strengthen confidence or do they undermine confidence? If they undermine confidence, it's pretty clear they won't work at all because households will spend less and you get very, very bad effects. If, on the other hand, people feel, well, the government is the one solvent borrower, you can rely on it, and it is borrowing and spending, and that means there's a bottom to this disaster, it may boost confidence. And the evidence around the world on this, as so many other things, is mixed.
But Wolf has a gloomy prediction about how much of an impact the stimulus packages will have on the recession.
It'll make it a bit less deep than it would otherwise be, but it's still going to be horrible.
Not what the public wants to hear, nor the politicians who are betting on spending their way back to recovery. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.